House Judiciary Committee for Thursday, May 31st, 2007. We have just one item of business remaining on our agenda, which is a continuation of the work session on Senate Bill 248, which I'll call back to order. Council Calmonson, could you report to us on the -8A8 amendments that we have now in front of us?
Thank you, Chair McPherson, members of the committee. So the A8s implement those changes that we spoke about earlier this morning. It changed the court to a court to make it consistent. If you look on page 3, lines 9 and 10, it says this paragraph does not apply to an employee described in paragraph CC of the subsection. So that would take out from the for broadcasters the salary requirement.
Okay.
And there was, I think, an and. Was there, what was the other change? Oh, the other change was if you look at lines 15 and 16 and lines 23 and 24 of page 3, it used to say subsection 1. Now it says subsections 1 and 2, which would mean that these other types of agreements, other than non-competition agreements in the employment context, could be longer than 2 years in duration. I'm looking around in the audience. I don't see anybody with any objections to anything. So I think
and
we're all set.
I would note that the way that the drafting was handled in for D, that cross-reference was done almost the precise words that Representative Bonamici had suggested. So Representative, if you ever decide to give up legislative service to get a decently paying job, I'm sure they've got a place for you down at Ledge Council.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We can have Mr. Fiscom carry it on the floor.
Okay, committee, we have the any further questions? Representative Flores.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now, as I indicated to you just before we gaveled in, I had a question that was brought to my attention just before I came to committee. But just for clarification, now, the -7s and 8s, but we're working on 8s, replace the entire bill. Is that correct? So perhaps the concern is no longer there because I do not see the dates referenced on the A and Gross version of the bill, which appear on line page 2, and dates of entering into non-compete agreements entered into after July 22, 1977, and
right.
Sub B, October 15, 1983, realizing that was existing language. But there was some concerns by certain people that they would be could be variously construed and conflicting. So everything's now copacetic aligned, and
yes.
You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, thank you, Representative Flores. This was actually something that was caught by legislative counsel in an earlier draft. They were concerned about the effect of taking out this language that has the dates, and the language Representative Flores is talking about is on page 3, lines 18 through 22. And I guess what happened is this statute has been amended throughout the years, and so they didn't at the time sort of draft applicability clauses then like they do now. So that's why you see these dates in here that you didn't see before. So legislative counsel was smart enough to put in a savings clause at the end, which makes clear that the bill applies prospectively only, and to the extent we're talking about an earlier non-competition agreement, it would apply the law in effect at the time when the contract was entered into is the law that would apply. So people's settled expectations would not be affected by that. So but legislative counsel caught that and fixed it.
Perfect. So anything on or after the effective date of this agreement in those various sections is what we'll be dealing with, not those that are currently in existence. And I think that was their concern. So it's been addressed, and we're good.
Right. That's correct.
Thank
okay.
you.
Any further discussion? Do I hear a motion on the A8 amendments?
Mr. Chair, I move the A8 amendments into Senate Bill 248.
Representative Barker moves the A8 amendments into Senate Bill 248. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bonamici.
I support the A8 amendments, and I support the bill. My only concern is that somewhere out there there's somebody else like the broadcasters who just didn't get here in time. We're taking a certain group of people and putting them in a separate category, and I can't think right now of somebody who might be in that similar sort of category, but just for the record, we may see somebody surface at some point and have to revisit that. So.
Legislators, when we unionize next year.
Well, there is one group, and I think this might be a useful thing to make a record on. There is one group that had contacted us, and that is our professional groups that will, other than lawyers. Lawyers are not allowed to have non-compete agreements in private law firms, for example, because it's a violation of the canons of ethics. But other professional groups do use non-competition agreements. And I think it might be useful to make a record of the fact that this would still give them a protectable interest that could support a non-compete agreement where there is a competitively sensitive, confidential business or professional information that has been shared with that person. So a person, just by virtue of being a member, licensed professional in a group, wouldn't be subject to an enforceable non-competition agreement. But to the extent that they had been provided sensitive information, there would be a protectable interest. And I'd like to get that record, because I think that would be then the touchstone for enforceability of these agreements. Any further discussion? If not, then any objection to putting the A8 amendments into Senate Bill 248? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 248 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Barker moves Senate Bill 248 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Breed.
Mr. Chair, I don't have a non-compete agreement, but the fact that my employer testified suggests to me that I should probably declare a potential conflict of interest.
Very good. So noted for the record. If there's no further discussion, then the clerk will call the roll.
Representative
Bonamici.
Aye.
Representative Cameron.
Aye.
Representative Flores.
Aye.
Representative Conk.
Aye.
Representative Frieger.
Aye.
Representative Reed.
Aye.
Vice Chair Barker.
Aye.
Vice Chair
Whitney?
Aye.
Chair
McPherson? Aye. Senate Bill 248, as amended by the A8 amendments, moves to the floor of the due pass recommendation, and the Chair will carry the bill. Close the work session on Senate Bill 248. Members, that concludes our business. I want to mention that it's the Chair's intention to use this period of time before Sonny died to have at least one or maybe more meetings of our committee when we're all in the building otherwise on informational matters that may lead into interim work. So do watch for notices, and I'll try to get the word out if we're going to have an informational session of some sort. But do look for that. Thank you all for your participation in our working our bills this session. We're adjourned.